from stpetecatalyst.com.
Joining me on Startup Report today are Chris Paradise of Paradise Law and Tanya Elmore, the president and CEO of the Tampa Bay Innovation Center, and also my landlord. Welcome.
Well, thank you.
So we're talking about the Entrepreneurship and Investment Challenge, which is a new accelerator that the Tampa Bay Innovation Center is bringing to bear in the coming months. You know, and looking over this accelerator, I see it feels like there's a lot of experience behind it. I know that you've been doing this for quite a long time, Tanya, and it looks like some of the elements of it are almost a reaction or an evolution of the traditional cohort model with accelerators. Is that reasonable?
Yes, that's actually spot on. We also interviewed accelerator participants throughout the Southeast to see what they were getting and getting the best practices out of those other programs. Mm-hmm. And then we had Mark Swanson and Ida Covey, who Mark is a serial entrepreneur, and then Ida is a former venture capitalist, bring in their experience. And together we all, and Chris, of course, Paradise, bring in what we've learned over the years and kind of change the model and refine it a little bit.
And it had elements of it I would say, some of the bullet points were making sure your idea is actually viable. So, and a couple other along those lines, a little bit of element of tough love in it. What role does, when you're guiding young entrepreneurs, do you think they get enough tough love?
No, certainly not. I mean, mostly you're in a bubble as an entrepreneur. You're kind of lonely and on your own, just you and your team.
Yeah.
So a lot of times bringing people from outside that have a different perspective is really a huge value to a startup entrepreneur, someone who's really trying to do that scaling part. So we're really looking for people that are sort of right at the end of the startup phase and really into the scale-up phase,
right,
so that they can make sure that they're scaling up something that actually works. So we're looking for a minimally viable product. It's sort of an anti-pitch, although we help them pitch. It's an anti-pitch, right, which is to make sure that what they're saying makes sense and then, you know, say it well, of course.
Sure. So is there a contrarian streak in this? And was there a contrarian sort of vibe to this when you put it together? Can you expound upon that a little?
Definitely, because typically these pitch competitions are picking the best pitch man, mm-hmm, rather than the best idea and the best team. Everybody talks when you're talking to investors,
right,
is they want the best team. But what you tend to get in a pitch is the best pitch, right? The best person who can tell you what you want to hear, but not necessarily have anything to back it up. And so we're really making sure that the people that are coming through this program can back up what they're saying.
And Tanya, what do you think are some of those critical elements that, you know, those characteristics or those mindsets, elements that entrepreneurs should have that they often miss?
Leadership, for one, mm-hmm, and really pulling in a company culture. A lot of them just kind of do it by the seat of their pants, to be honest with you. And then kind of laying that foundation early on. And we're really focusing on founder wellness. Mental Health Awareness Week's coming up. So it's actually good timing for what we were focusing on, because we do find that over the years, entrepreneurs are lonely. They have a tough time with their spouses or their marriage. They've mortgaged their property 3 times. So financially, they're stressed. There's a lot of stress that goes in with being an entrepreneur, and no one really focuses on the health of the entrepreneur and the founders. So we really want to have a core component of that in the program.
Yeah, and that's hugely important, and that's a great ad. Can you dig in a little bit to how you're doing that? What are some of the topics you'll be talking about, or some of the, I guess those are the topics, but some of the methodologies you'll be using to
so we're bringing in experts from different fields. One of them's from a physician's group who deals with physicians and ER trauma. And so the trauma of dealing with someone being ill kind of transfers over, unfortunately, to being an entrepreneur. So a lot of things that go hand in hand with that. We're signing on wellness coaches for each company in the cohort so they can work with them during the 3-month program.
Wonderful.
And also some of the non-traditional things are, you know, focusing on integrity, mm-hmm, looking at that side where it's, you know, sometimes when you pitch and you can pitch anything, pitch the truth. It's always works better for you long-term, yeah, than pitching a fabrication. And we've all heard some of the big stories where, you know, yeah, senior entrepreneurs have wound up in jail or wherever. And you never want that.
Sure.
Never.
And one of the common threads to those folks who end up in a bad spot is that they didn't set out to do that. They ended up by circumstance sort of being driven into a series of bad decisions that ultimately led to them being in jail. And with that, you know, that kind of mixes that wellness and that culture. And culture at the early stage is a really unique animal, and there isn't a lot of literature or work out there about culture in a two-person company or a three-person company. So are you bringing some of those elements into this in a house?
So the one leadership course we've signed up with is one that Mark Swanson is going to be doing, and it's actually Leadership the West Point Way. And Chris can actually speak more to that than I can, and leadership and values within West Point, if you want to kind of hit on that, Chris, because there's just some common attributes with the way they do it at West Point and what we would see work within the company.
And it's incredibly important for the leaders of an organization, especially when they start small and they start bringing people on, to really focus on integrity and making sure that everything you say can be backed up and everything you say is truthful, because it's so easy at an early stage to lose your way,
right?
Just trying to make the next deal or whatever. The life of the company hangs in a balance sometimes.
Yep.
And so you have to realize what the priorities are. The priority is first and foremost to make sure that whatever you're saying is honest, 100% above board,
right?
And will be something that you can live with when the investors find out the truth. And it always helps if you start with the truth.
Yeah. And beyond obviously the interpersonal elements of the truth, there's the greatest companies come from a place of authenticity, getting deep into the vision of the founder and having that expressed in a pure state. And a lot of times the logistics and the life of being in a startup are barriers to that, right? So trying to that's a great side benefit of starting with honesty in your relationships, but then ideally that goes back into being honest with yourself, which then sets you up to really do something special.
Which really makes your whole company honest. So as you bring people in, they understand that culture, and they're much happier being in a culture like that than they are being in one where everything is kind of a house of cards and it's all ready to fall in any moment. That's hugely stressful.
Yeah. So with these types of intangible things, which are hugely important, as an accelerator, obviously being tied to the county and things like that, what are some of the metrics you can put in place that you can, are you going to have to try to report on anything? And if so, how can you do that, with things that are so intangible?
So we're just going to look at the company's success. We're going to track the leaders. We're going to help make sure that we tie them in with the mentors that are going to help them become successful. And that's critical early on, because mentors, as you had alluded to earlier, and other advisors can actually have companies going down different paths. And I think, establish them as a good leader and knowing what they want to execute on is going to be key to their success. But yeah, we'll look at number of jobs, the companies that are going to stay here. We're seeing applicants, interestingly, from all over the world. So more than we thought we would. So the word's getting out there. But really trying to get the stickiness to this region is really a key factor of what we're trying to accomplish here. And then getting companies that can create jobs that'll stay here and attract more talent here.
And we have a beautiful place to live and work. So we have an advantage there. It is a residential program, so you can't do it online or whatever. You have to be here to do it.
Sure.
So there is a, if you're bringing people from other countries, they have all kinds of issues, right? They have to have a visa. They have to be able to work here, and potentially they have to be able to continue to work here after the program's over. So, we really hadn't thought through that much, because we didn't know we were going to have applicants from outside the country, but it's amazing. And it's a good problem to have. It's a great problem to have.
Yeah. And, I've dug into a decent number of these types of endeavors, and this one is truly unique. I found it very refreshing to look at the subject matter that you guys are going to be tackling. And it really does show someone who has a deep experience, but is also willing to innovate on that experience and take to evolve what that those mentorship and that education needs to look like. So congrats on a really great concept. Let's finish by talking a little bit about the logistics. So if people are interested, or how can they get involved? How do they find out more? How do they plug in?
Great. Well, everything's on our website, of course, and which is tbinnovates.com. And from there, you'll go through a complete application process, which is actually powered by gust.com. So it'll lead you to another program. And then from there, we have a committee that will be vetting the companies that are coming through the applicant process.
Wonderful. And when does everything close?
October 13th.
October 13th. So we'll have to make sure this gets out soon. Cool. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you for coming in, and best of luck. We'll look forward to supporting you any way we can.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it very much. Yes.
from stpcatalyst.com.